Delegates to the Elembele NDC constituency primaries in the Western Region have, by popular acclamation, re-elected and opposed the MP and Deputy Minister of Energy in charge of petroleum, Emmanuel Amakufibua, as the party's parliamentary candidate for election 2012. The occasion, which was in the form of a mammoth rally at Enyinnasi, was also used to celebrate 3 years of transformational change in the Elembele district under the theme Better Ghana Agenda Continues. George Grant Youngson reports.
In his acceptance speech, Mr. Emmanuel Amakufibua thanked the delegates for again giving him the mandate as the NDC's parliamentary candidate to contest for a second term in the 2012 elections. He enumerated the host of infrastructural projects that have taken place in the constituency in the last 3 years and said he and the NDC's presidential candidate, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, need to be voted for again. Mr. Amakufibua said his vision for the future of the Elembele constituency is that of hope brought about by prospects for massive industrial development in the oil and gas sector that will bring prosperity to the people. He said in the coming years, he will focus on key areas such as education, tourism, agriculture, and employment in the oil and gas industry, and was happy that the Kekam Technical Institute in the Elembele constituency is one of the three institutes selected to run programs in oil and gas. On education, Mr. Amakufibua said he will continue to provide scholarships for needy students and motivate teachers to deliver and produce good results. The Deputy National Propaganda Secretary of the NDC, Solomon Nkansa, urged members of the party to register when the biometric voters register reopens, adding that it is the only way they can vote to keep the NDC in power. A business executive in the Elembele constituency, Frank Boa, donated a brand new Toyota pickup to the constituency office of the NDC to be used in the senioring campaign. From Secondary Takoradi, George Grant Youngson, reporting for Radio Ghana.